Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Why can't you say you like my hat? Why can't you say you like my suit?
It's my field. It's my child.
The machine.
No.
So bold one you are. I don't get you leave to be kissing me.
So you can talk.
You know what I'd like to do with these, don't you, Burgess, huh? Snip, snip.
You've just provided me with the makings of one hell of a weekend in Dublin.
The movie news.
I can't believe this is happening to me.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, we are keeping it Irish with movie news this afternoon. First up, Irish actress Aisling Franciosi. Now, she was fantastic. We first saw her in The Fall, and then she was magnificent in The Nightingale. So I'm not surprised her next role is just incredible, isn't it?
It's a really good role. She's playing the lead role in Rothko. This is a film about a protracted legal dispute between Kate Rothko, the daughter of the painter Mark Rothko, that the painter's estate executors and the directors of his gallery, the Malarbre Fine Art. So she's going to be starring alongside Russell Crowe, who's going to portray her father in the movie, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson, who we'd know from 50 Shades of Grey. The film will also star Aaron Taylor-Johnson. It will also star Jared Harris, who, of course, we know from such things as Mad Men and Chernobyl. So a really, really strong cast. It's based on a book, and the screenplay is from Laura Wood, focusing on the revelations in the case relating to abuses of power, conspiracy and greed that shocked the art world.
That sounds good. Sounds very good. I'm delighted for Aisling. That sounds like a wonderful role for her. Now, Cecilia Hearn.
Yeah, this is her anthology series, Roar. We did hear about this back in 2018, that Nicole Kidman was going to be collaborating with her. And yeah, it's coming to pass, because Apple TV has greenlit a female-driven anthology series called Roar, which is based, of course, on her collection of short stories. Sounds like a really good project, because they're going to do 8 half-hour episodes, each told from a female point of view. Nicole Kidman is actually going to be starring with it in the project as well. And this comes, I suppose, on the back of, you know, other big screen adaptations that Cecilia Hearn has had before, P.S. I Love You and Rosie. So yeah, this is really big. And of course, with sort of Apple TV having a sort of huge impact nowadays in terms of certainly American households, I think this is going to be a big series, and
fantastic.
You could see it doing well.
Congratulations to Cecilia Hearn. Now, another great actress, Ruth Negga.
Yes, she has been announced as the festival ambassador for the Catalyst International Film Festival, which is based in Limerick, and it's going to host its second edition of the festival on the 19th and 20th of March, presenting a film programme that sort of prioritises storytellers currently underrepresented on screen and behind the camera. They're going to have the Irish premiere of Bander Band and Maxima. These are two kind of movies that have done well on the festival circuit. One premiered at TIFF, and yeah, it's a really good collection of movies that they've put together. You can go to catalystfilmfestival.com to take a look and see what they're doing. But Ruth Negga, they're supporting it and putting her success as an actress behind what is a very good film festival.
Fantastic. You've news of an Irish director for us next.
Yes, this is Lee Cronin, who would have done The Hole in the Ground, a very successful horror movie, and he was handpicked actually by Sam Raimi.
Wow.
To write and direct the latest in the franchise of The Evil Dead. So this movie is going to be called Evil Dead Rises. They're going to film it actually in New Zealand. I think they're all quarantining at the moment before filming starts in New Zealand. And I suppose in this later chapter of it, it's going to sort of continue on really with a sort of new female protagonist that gets involved with evil to protect her family. The series started in 81 with the original Evil Dead. It was followed up with two cult sequels in 87 and 92, and it then turned into a TV series, but it was rebooted actually in 2013 with Jane Levy in it as well. So it has appeared a lot on screen, but it has a huge fan base. So
there's well done to Lee Cronin on that. All right. I love getting recommendations for podcasts at the moment, because we all have a little more time in our hands and we might be out with the 5K walk with the headphones in. So you've a movie podcast recommendation for us.
Yeah, I do. I think this is a really good good one. It's two screenwriting pals, two Irish screenwriting pals, Will Collins, who wrote Wolfwalkers, and Kevin Lahan, who wrote Grabbers. They've decided that they're going to do a podcast series. It's called The Best Bits. And basically, they tackle a whole lot of things from their point of view. They were looking at sort of best screenwriting scenes. And in the latest episode, they run through their favourite Harrison Ford moments.
Oh,
and and reveal their favourite scene. And they're going to be doing an episode as well on movie chase scenes. So it's called The Best Bits. Do check it out wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, etc.
Very good. For a trailer watch, we have an Irish documentary this week.
Yes, it played actually just yesterday at the Virgin Media International Dublin Film Festival. It's called Father of the Cyborgs. Great title. And it looks at the fascinating life and career of an Irish neuroscientist, Dr. Phil Kennedy. In the late 1990s, he made global headlines for implanting several wire electrodes into the brain of a paralysed man and then teaching the locked-in patient to control a computer cursor with his mind. He picked up this title, The Father of the Cyborgs, from the Washington Post, who wrote an article on him. And then he made headlines more recently in 2014 when he travelled to South America and had tiny electrodes implanted inside his own brain.
Yeah, the trailer
in order
is quite
to continue
something.
His
it's an
research.
Extraordinary story. Give us the name of it again.
Yeah, it is called Father of the Cyborgs. So it's going to be released in Irish cinemas and in the UK later this year by Wildcard Distributions.
Great
directed
stuff.
By David Burke.
And new releases this weekend, Garrett?
An Irish flavour to kick off with, The Winter Lake, which was filmed over in the west of Ireland. This is a sort of horror movie when Holly's dark secret is accidentally uncovered by her emotionally unstable neighbour, Tom. They're pulled into a violent confrontation with her father and will do anything to keep the secret hidden. It stars Anson Boone and also Emma Mackey, who people will know from Sex Education on Netflix. Charlie Murphy and Michael Matalhattan also star in it. Over on Apple TV, we have another movie as well, led by Tom Holland. The movie is called Cherry, and he plays an unhinged character who drifts from dropping out of college to serving in Iraq as an army medic and is sort of only anchored by his one true love. That's called Cherry. That's on Apple TV. And The Winter Lake that I mentioned first is available on VOD platforms.
Fantastic. What about a TV movie to finish?
To stay with all things green, A Crock of Gold, A Few Rounds with Shane McGowan is actually getting its broadcast on BBC Four. It's directed by Julian Temple and it explores the wild and beloved punk poet Shane McGowan. There was a lot about this when it first came out, and obviously, you know, it was in cinemas when the pandemic hit as well, and so got limited release. So the film combines interviews, archive footage and animations as it charts the singer's early days in Ireland, his time on the streets of London where he embraced the punk scene, and of course his time with the Pogues and beyond. It's on Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. It's on BBC Four. It's called Crock of Gold, A Few Rounds with Shane McGowan.
Great stuff, Garrett. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.